Hello and welcome back to JLXP. Tech issues have been solved.
By going to the hotel.
There's no good shot that doesn't have the mirror. You will see the back of me
like,
and my booster chair the whole time.
If you're uncomfortable, now I should have thought about this earlier, we could just like pivot the whole...
No, this is good.
It's like a circular desk that this is on. So yeah. Like, in theory, you could be more in the doorway.
We could. Maybe, I think tomorrow we'll do that so that we have a different look. But we should
be in a different location for every episode.
Okay.
We did two in one place, but now next episode will be like down at the bar.
Yeah, we'll switch the location every time.
We should go to the bar next time. Actually,
I wonder if we could probably do that.
Well, because the Wi-Fi will be fine.
Yeah.
There are some outlets there.
The music would be pretty loud, though. We'd have to find a quiet location.
It's not that. They don't, maybe.
Anyway, sorry. We're a minute into the episode and really need to talk about League of Legends. So there was, for those of you who are wondering about the like schedule starting 2 hours earlier, it's because today there was supposed to be a possibility of tiebreaker games.
Mm.
But it turned out that this was not the final day of this group.
No, and it turns out RNG has only played 3 games.
The other three didn't exist.
Through three, they've played 6 games, but they've played 3 games.
So this is actually really good continuity for people who just listened to this podcast, because on the last episode, we were talking about the ping debate.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
A lot of players, so for those of you who don't know, there's an artificial 35 ping because of huge quarantine rules in China that RNG couldn't make it to the event. So there's artificial 35 ping being played on at the event, since when RNG will play pinging to Korea, they also theoretically have 35 ping. Now, 5 or 10 players, I don't want to say like a bunch, like there was maybe not even...
I would say like at least one player from a majority of teams.
Yeah, said, hey, this feels like more than 35.
Yep.
And Mark... Devil's advocated.
I think this is something I did want to clarify, because a lot of people were like, fucking Riot shill. And I was like, I said I was going to be a Riot shill because the player's saying they feel something. We don't know. So all we can do is speculate. So either they're right or they're wrong in the previous episode. And I took the position, let's assume they're wrong. What could be the cause that they're feeling this way? And that's what that was about. Mm-hmm. But since then, late last night, I don't really know when this happened. I'm so lost on time. But at some point between day 3 and day 4, Riot did enough testing.
Enough diagnostics.
And they confirmed that there is a problem with the ping, and they fixed it for today.
Yeah, there was a big official post on LoL Esports Twitter. There was also like a follow-up article. They didn't do one of those like super techie things, but they basically said that, oh yeah, our latency tool was misreporting the actual latency, and it honestly to me sounded like they found a new way of quantifying it to kind of prove that it was off.
It sounded like, okay, everything says that it's right, that we normally use, but everyone's saying it doesn't feel right.
Correct.
And at some point, they said something about like a UI, but then we're talking about like game ticks and stuff. And so I'm not exactly sure where the problem landed, but there was probably a network tool that was running correctly, but the game code was malfunctioning somehow.
But then the extra weird thing was, RNG was still probably only pinging 35.
Right.
And the teams that were playing in studio, if I had to guess, like, if I'm trying to... So, on the previous episode, we're like, hey, maybe the player's senses aren't off. If I'm assuming the player's senses are, like, perfectly on point...
From now on, let's assume player's 100% right.
I'm going to say Impact is the master of knowing what ping he's on.
Yes.
Because he's played Korea, he's played 35, he's played NA at 60, he's played NA at 50, depending on, like, you can get a good ISP in LA and get down to 50.
Yep.
But he was saying... This feels a little worse than NA solo queue.
Right.
So that probably to me means they were on about 80.
I think that's about right. Because I was talking with Oishin and Dagda and stuff.
Okay.
And we were like trying to speculate. And we're like, anything more than 100, maybe like around 100, but anything much more.
Yeah.
And it is like noticeable.
And it's really bad.
I'm playing Genshin Impact in some games because my account's on NA, but I'm playing it from here. So I'm on around like 150 ping right now.
Yeah.
And I can like take a nap, it feels like, between like wanting to swap my characters and when they come out.
Right.
And so like if it was anything that bad, players would like stop the game immediately.
And they like... If it was that bad, I think we would have actually seen more significant meta changes. Like, we wouldn't have seen Impact play GP yesterday, right? GP wouldn't have been being banned.
But, like, you know,
80 carries would be, like, missing tons of CS.
Yeah, so I think it's safe to say it was under 100. I wish in the post they said, like, what it was.
It would have been, yeah.
It would be nice, and I hope they do a follow-up that's more, because for things like Chrono Breaks in the past, they have sometimes gotten really into the nitty-gritty, and I think this is an instance where... It's probably worth it to go into the nitty gritty so other developers and stuff can kind of be like learn what went wrong.
Yeah.
And like it would just be nice to hear.
Yeah.
But I also would just like to know like what was the ping that it felt like they were playing on. I would bet because even 60 doesn't sound that bad, but it's double what it should be.
Correct.
Which you would feel.
Yeah. Especially the added difference of we assume the tourney realm ping when they're playing from their practice facilities was like probably the correct 35.
Or
because they were saying that the stage felt worse than the tourney realm. And now we're in the world of assuming all their feelings are correct.
Yeah.
So I think they probably had 35. And we've heard, at least today, no complaints at all. Which makes me think that it's kind of like solved. Until, you know, maybe tomorrow we'll get Yankos being like, it's wrong!
Yeah,
then we'll do this whole thing
so
over again.
So the big problem was all the teams playing against each other on the wrong ping. Fair enough, because everyone's on the wrong ping. But the RNG guys, because they were on the correct ping, were at 35 and arguably advantaged, assuming that everyone else was on, let's say, 60 or something like that. So obviously that's not fair.
Yep.
And Riot made the difficult decision, but the correct one, I think, to
force
RNG to replay all their games.
Yeah, thus far. I agree that it is the right decision, but I am not super excited to watch them play Istanbul Wildcats and Red Cannons again. I am actually looking forward to the PSG game.
And that was a good one today.
I mean, I was memeing with myself, and this is something that I won't say on broadcast, but I will be on my podcast to be like, are we sure RNG's not lagging extra now that they're almost losing to PSG?
There was a
lot of overcorrect.
There's a lot of funny memes about like, well, initially after they beat, I think it was the Wildcats, or no, it was Red Cannons. They absolutely smurfed, and they got the second pentakill on.
Yeah, they
smurfed their first.
I liked your call on that. You said his first, second pentakill.
Yeah, I tried. I fucked it up.
It should have been second first.
Yeah, but it was a. But either way, people were like, oh my God, they're smurfing. Like, I guess the ping didn't matter. What do you know?
It doesn't matter that much.
It doesn't matter that much. But then the PSG game happened.
Yeah.
And I think that shows why it is important to at least try and be fair, because, like, that wasn't. They could have won that game if they didn't int the Baron situation.
I still don't know if they are going to do same picks and bans. This is actually a really interesting topic for me. Like, it's unprecedented League Ops territory, so like someone is going to have to make the call. Do you think they should do the same picks and bans as the first time they played, or should it be like a third match?
I would probably argue it should be a third match.
Okay, why?
You're not sure who had the better draft.
Yeah.
And so it's going to favor whoever had the better draft. But you can also argue that sometimes, like, you learn something and you're not going to make that mistake again.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe, like, if you did a cheese pick that didn't work, you're like, well, of course I'm not going to cheese twice in a row. Like, if you pick, I don't know, something and I play Pike Top, I'm like, I don't want you to play against my Pike Top a second time and, like, remake the game, even if you won or lost. Like, I think there's a lot of hairy situations. Mm-hmm. And it's better to be like, just start over fresh. Our bad. But, like... Yeah, I mean, no matter what, someone gets screwed over because it's impossible to just blank slate everything. Like, you can't, like, mind wipe them and be like, forget that cheese shit we did, guys. Like, level one, did they do something interesting? Like, what do you say about that versus draft versus, like, everything that goes on in the game? Because you're giving up intel every step of the way, and you can't just wipe people's minds.
Yeah, the most recent example of a decision like this was, that I can remember, was it was 2021 spring. It was when I was still coaching TL, and it was, like, Friday night, one of those Friday night games. It was Immortals 100 Thieves. Did they remember the fire alarm game?
No, I don't remember this one actually at all.
this story is actually too funny. I hope I have the teams right, otherwise it's not as funny.
I think it was this the one where a team had to leave and change facilities and start playing again.
Yeah,
I don't remember the teams. But
so I believe it was Immortals 100 Thieves, and Immortal. Damn it. If I don't have
someone saying FlyQuest, maybe it was FlyQuest 100 Thieves.
No, I know that Zix and Gilyoto were involved. Andre and Zix, I believe, were the coaches. So I think it was 2021 Spring, 100 Thieves, Immortals.
Let's just say that's true.
Yeah. But one team had like a Renekton in Italy, and they perfectly pulled off a dive. Like, they killed Someday. It's coming back to me.
Yeah.
They killed Someday at 4 minutes, and then like he TP'd back and they killed him again. But then 100 Thieves, like, alarm went off and they had to leave the building. Oh my God, both of them were so salty back at each other, because what ended up happening is they remade the game with different picks and bans.
Right.
Because I think they asked both teams which they'd prefer, and if one of them wants to do new picks and bans when it's a full remake, you do new picks and bans. And it was a totally different game after that. Hunter Thieves won.
Yeah. There's been a couple of those situations before.
The funniest part of it, though, is because at the time everything is remote and there's this like Discord channel for all the LCS teams and players. So much freaking banter in that channel that just everyone could see. Like Salt, like it was basically the argument between the teams in public, but everyone could see and chime in.
Yeah.
It was too funny.
It'd be so hard not to shit post in a chat like that where like one team's like actually giga tilted
about
it.
I'm amazed none of that chat leaked. But okay, anyway. In that case, they also did new picks and bans, which ultimately I do think is correct because as much as you want to say like, oh yeah, the ping didn't affect the game or the draft, I agree with you that it just the way the game naturally plays, it's not going to be a natural recreation regardless, so you may as well just let both teams have a fair shot at prepping again and going.
Yeah, I think that's the unfortunately correct thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
I think because RNG was 3-0, and they'll probably 3-0 again, it doesn't feel as bad.
Yeah.
The weird thing that we don't have to think about, thankfully, is what would have happened if RNG lost.
Right. I saw that question on Twitter, and it would be a disaster. Like this whole situation is a disaster, but it's almost like it's
the best version of this.
The best version of the disaster, yeah.
Because the team that was advantaged won,
mm-hmm.
but they're also the favorites. Mm-hmm. So you get to be like, okay, you guys clearly were advantaged, but you're also still going to win again, most likely. So it's totally fine to replay these. If let's say Istanbul somehow beat RNG, but they were also the ones at an advantage,
yeah,
it would be so fucked because it's like, okay, you're probably not going to beat them again, but you also won because of the advantage. So now you're going to lose. And you're like,
let's play this through. There's just like so much that the fan bases involved in this are so large.
That's the other angle that we'll probably talk about.
Because like originally when I saw like the most vitriolic comments, even when there was like accusations of lag, people were like, Rai is just rigging it for China to win, which I'm like, come on, guys. Like they're not rigging it for China to win. And they're kind of like proving that they're not doing so with this decision by making them rewin their games. But imagine a scenario where they lost and they're like, oh no, we just got to redo all three. Then you'd actually have big accusations of rigging it.
That's probably the worst one.
What I would do if, let's just imagine that they actually lost their game to PSG when they had the advantage. I would say PSG would just get to keep the result. If you win with a handicap, you should just get to keep it.
It should be your call. And I assume you'd be like, no.
Of course. Yeah. And I think RNG would be mad because they'd be like, it wasn't that big of a difference. Like, why don't we just keep all three results? And there'd be that whole debate. I'm sure it wouldn't be super popular with the LPL fans, but I think that would be the like correct choice.
Yeah. Yeah. The person who got most negatively affected decides.
Gets choice. Yeah. And I mean, I'd actually like it if Istanbul Wildcats or Red Cannons or PSG be like, hey, do you want to replay the game against RNG? And if one of them just like, nah,
we're
like,
good.
I'm good.
Like,
then we can just skip the Istanbul
Wildcats
RNG game.
For Red Cannons, they should
say
yes. They're still in, but Wildcats are out at this point. Like, they're the first game of the day tomorrow. You're just going out there and going to get pummeled.
But
you can't play upset technically.
Here's the other thing is like, there's still a technical world where it's not going to happen. But if RNG lost all three games, that would open up different tiebreaker scenarios and technically give Red Canids a higher chance of getting through.
Yeah, yeah.
So
no, there is a reason.
Other teams would still want Istanbul Wildcats to have to play RNG to make like tire them out or show strats or something like that.
Yeah, I mean it's just a fucked situation no matter what. I think one thing that surprised me was at least the EUNA fans that constitute Reddit were fairly well balanced.
Yeah.
Like when I saw that thread, I thought Riot was going to be getting hard flamed for fucking up or whatever favoritism that, you know, it's just been a very vocal tournament for a lot of reasons.
Yeah.
So I was surprised that it was civil and everyone's like, oh, good on them. This is the right call.
Yeah.
And it's difficult, sucks, it happened, yada, yada. Like it didn't feel that flamey.
Mm-hmm.
All the flame took place on, I think, Twitter and Twitch chat where people were mad at RNG. I didn't see what was said. Maybe you did, but like the RNG team was also upset.
Oh, really?
Their manager said something on Reddit. Maybe you can look it up while I fill.
Yeah, sure.
I didn't get a chance to read it between like travel and stuff like that, but there was, I think as it was explained to me, because I haven't checked it myself, but basically RNG is pissed because they're already trapped in this hotel or their room. You know, they haven't been able to leave for like 45 days or whatever it is due to the quarantine. They're losing their minds. They didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah.
Like, they didn't... Yeah, yeah. Like, deflate a football, as people claim the Patriots did. Like, there's nothing like they did. They just like showed up to play Tourney Realm. Yeah. And it
here's
was
the
fucked up.
Here's the translated from Weibo 5 hours ago.
How long since
the start of, I can read it. It's not that long. Since the start of MSI, everyone on the team has been actively cooperating with all the MSI standard technical tests and requirements. The team leader gets up at 8 a.m. every day to cooperate with the test. This time, we can only cooperate. Our fans can only cooperate by watching 3 more games. Of course, we will cooperate with the follow-up and any other requirements they ask of us. The reason we are cooperating fully is because the result is worthy of the hard work and efforts of the players and staff. They are all worth it, nothing else. There's no special advantage gained when the players have to wake up for a few hours to take the PCR test every day and have no time to do ranks before the game. The only, quote, advantage may be that the players have to get up at 9 a.m. every morning for the test, and going in bed and waking up early is good for their health. I mean, seems like manufactured drama. Like, the teams in Busan have to travel to the venue too, and probably PCR test as well.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure if that was the thing that people were upset about. I haven't been following the drama. I haven't had a chance to dig through all of it. It sounded like there was also stuff on Twitter about, like, the players obviously not happy about the situation, having to play 3 games. I've heard that, like, you know, MSI itself has been a bit of a sore spot with when the Asia Games thing was going on. But the LPL schedule, even with the Asia Games change, the LPL schedule has not changed, I'm pretty sure. Like, has not been reverted or anything. So, like, I don't know. There's a lot of pressures on the RNG team that I understand why they're frustrated.
Sorry, I got super baited by a Reddit comment. Someone had mentioned that they're playing between 35 and 120 ping, and they were like, source. And then I clicked on the source, and it's the freaking video on YouTube, my sources that I made it the fuck up. I'm like, damn it, I got baited.
Yeah. So anyways, people are mad at RNG for the longest time about Riot supposedly bending over backwards for them. Yeah. Now there's this, and so the fans are mad at Riot. Like, RNG is mad at Riot for, like, making them replay 3 games in a row. And, like, yeah.
I mean, I was thinking about this the other day. I think because they are literally the defending MSI champions, personally, that makes logical sense to try and include them in the tournament, especially when it is only a 35 ping difference. That's going to be, like, possibly a controversial take. But I think MSI without them is worse than MSI with them with 35 ping.
I also think, given that there's only two teams from the two region, I mean, G2 won that one time, but, like, the two favorites are usually LPL and LCK.
Correct, yeah.
And there's only one representative. If you pull that out, it's like half the top competition is gone, arguably.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, if you were to break up the pie charts, like, Europe has like a 10-15% chance, and he's like 2-1.
Yeah.
It's like zero almost. And so, like, you're removing a huge part of the whole reason to host the tournament if you remove either them or LCK. And I think I saw this also as a controversial take that, like, people are only being mean because it's RNG. Like, you wouldn't do this for T1.
Oh.
But Riot would still do this for
T1. I mean, Riot would do this for T1.
100%. Like, they would want Faker at the tournament. They would do the same thing. If you flipped it completely, tournaments in China, but LCK team gets quarantined and can't come.
Yeah. I do wonder what, like, the theoretical maximum ping you would make someone play on is. Like, I feel like they would do this, I think, for whoever they, whichever, like, region who has a competitive chance of winning MSI year to year, they would do it for.
Yeah, and I think the question would be, like, if it was in China, but Europe couldn't come, and it's like they're forcing everyone to, like, 100, 200.
That might be, that's also situations that no one has dealt with before. Like, so that's, I was thinking of when the NBA did their finals during COVID. And, like, it depends on which part of the world you're in, like, what COVID means to you.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of people who just walk around without masks. In Germany, because there's either you're highly vaccinated population or you're not having an active outbreak. But, like, in Shanghai, there is huge COVID restrictions. And when there were huge COVID restrictions in the United States, like, the NBA did a bubble to do their whole playoffs and their NBA finals. And there's definitely some people that think that bubble is like a tarnished championship for the Lakers, because there's no home court advantage. There's no fans. Players are going to play differently depending on the reaction of the fans and the floor that they're on. But that was just what the NBA had to do if they wanted to just not cancel the season. And I think most people would rather have them restart the season 4 months later in a bubble than have no season at all, or just not let the Lakers go because they're on the West Coast and the bubble's in Orlando.
Yeah, I think for most people, while you can debate the credibility of the championship, you'd rather have that debate than just have nothing fucking happening.
Exactly.
And I think, you know, what would be more interesting to watch? A 35 ping tournament between, assuming the finals are LPL, LCK, isn't that better than the alternative? I think so. I think so.
But I also, like, I understand people that think the other way. I don't think 35 ping is that big of a hindrance.
But bigger hindrance when it's actually 60.
Yeah. okay, I think we're done on this.
I think we're mostly done. Yeah. The only other thing to say is the format from here on out. So there's 9 games tomorrow with potential for tiebreakers.
I'm on desk tomorrow forever.
Woo! Woo! So I will say, I don't know if you saw the caster assignments.
Yeah.
There's 3 groups of 3 games that we're doing.
Correct.
I would reckon many of us would be willing to sub in.
Yeah, I'm down.
Yeah. I think if people need like a game off to go like just dunk their head in water and like chill, I'm sure everyone's going to be down with being a little loosey-goosey,
we'll
especially it because it's very possible looking at tomorrow's schedule.
Yeah. So tomorrow we got G2EG up first, but it's also the 3-team group with 2 teams advancing. So there's a good chance that that group will be, quote, decided. And then also, even though it would be nice for NA Pride if EG beats G2 twice and like tops the group, like topping the group does absolutely nothing.
There's no difference between 1 and 2. Yeah.
Exactly. Other than like, gotcha, like a little bit of pride.
Yeah. I mean, as a fan of that, sick. But, and also I would say as a fan of just watching good league, it will make tomorrow better. But if G2 wins right away, they're locked. And then as soon as, if EG beats Order, that's locked. And then there's potential. I forget what game that is.
I mean, then there's 4 more games. But those are the first 2 games.
Yeah, and then it's a similar thing with the RNG situation where like you could be playing a lot of.
We got some fun stuff planned for the analyst desk.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I think.
I'm glad.
Fun little mini games.
It's going to be a weird day, so like I think it's just going to go with the flow.
Yeah, hopefully make it entertaining. Let's close out by talking a little bit about PSG, because that was a team that at the start of the tournament looked pretty bad. Like they just got slammed by Red Canids.
They almost got perfect gamed. Yeah.
But they have now turned it around to kind of what my expectation would have been for last year's PSG. Even there was a lot of speculation before the tournament that like, losing River and Maple made them so much weaker. And that Yuhan and Bay were just like much weaker mid jungle, which looked very true at the start. But then today, they had a couple pop-off games. So I'm happy to see it back there, but what are your thoughts?
I think it's hard. It's so hard to talk about because the groups are also really imbalanced. Like, Order, I feel really bad for Order. They just get booty blasted against G2 and NA, but it's like, how do they match up against CBLOL or Istanbul or these other teams? Like, they just don't get a fair match ever.
Yeah.
Whereas you saw, like, Canids, for example, surprisingly good. They won almost perfect gamed. PSG, then they absolutely destroy Wildcats. They did lose one of the Wildcats games. They're clearly inconsistent, but at least they have these moments where it's high, low, because you're playing teams you can beat. So I think for PSG, I think they're good, but I don't know. The game today was really close, too, actually, against RNG. They were, I would say, player-wise, they were still likely to lose that game. But from purely game state, if you put in 2 even teams, I would say that their draft should have won before they threw the Baron.
Yeah.
At that point in the game.
Before the Baron got stolen. I thought like the Vladimir was strong enough, the Lissandra was good enough to be able to lock down and one shot a target that they'd just actually be able to win.
Yep.
The Baron steal was actually super disappointing because I'm like, oh, this is going to be hype.
Yeah.
Like battle for first, even though it's one of those like meaningless battle for first.
Yeah,
it would have been cool. I do want to touch on the Order group real quickly because I don't think people realize what the pool systems are meant for and the difference between Order this year and Pentanet last year.
Okay.
So, there are 4 different pools of teams at MSI. There's like pool 1, which are the 3 highest tier regions based on international results. Then pool 2 would be 4 through 6. Pool 3 would be 7 through 10, 7 through 9. And pool 4 would be historically the worst international results, right? The Pentanet group last year was pool 1, no pool 2, because Vietnam was missing.
Right.
But then a pool 3 and a pool 4. And they were able to go 2-2 against Unicorns, a pool 3 team, and then win the tiebreaker. This Order group is a pool 1, a pool 2, and no pool 3. So it is a much taller task for them to take, theoretically, if you're believing the power rankings are accurate, which with LJL still being pool 4, I have my own qualms about whatever's happening in that system, but I do believe like EG is a lot stronger than Unicorns of Love.
Yeah.
So if you're trying to gauge Order success versus Pentanet success, it's not a fair comparison based on the strength of the group.
Yeah, you know, that whole thing. I know people are like, "Oh man, LCO got way worse or whatever. And it's like, well, I just, it's just not comparable at all, because a lot of the Pentanet hype came from the fact that they were able to beat and then get out of the group. And then come Rumble stage, they got slammed, but they had that one upset win over C9.
They
rode that shit hard. But they were not good in Rumble stage. This is like what their Rumble stage looked like last year.
Yeah.
Them mostly getting blasted. So
yeah,
I feel bad for them. I also feel like, and this is that format discussion, I don't go too far into it, but
yeah,
the remake of these games in particular feel extra pointless.
Yeah.
In a sense, like, does RNG need to beat Brazil again for us to believe that they should be in the main stage?
It is the decision to replay games because the ping was disparate is correct. The fact that we don't like the format makes the decision feel bad.
It feels extra bad. I think there is some level of, oh, wow, a pool 3 could be worse than a pool 4. A pool 4 could be better than that. Maybe a pool 3 is better than a pool 2. Like, within one, it makes sense.
Yeah.
But they're never actually better from pool 4 to pool 1.
Yeah.
Or, like, even if they take a game away, they're never actually going to win a best of 5 or be the better team. And that's where it's like...
Yeah,
we'll talk about format.
Yeah.
In one of these episodes.
We will. I actually want to preface this, because I wouldn't mind if people brainstorm some formats.
Mm-hmm.
You down for this?
Oh, have them send them and we can
in a sense,
about.
Yeah.
Maybe this is a good one we're missing.
Mark and I had like, so first off, I do think it's fair, as long as things are in a constructive way, to discuss different formats. Like, some people want double limit worlds. League of Legends, to me, has actually changed formats so many times, from the very first World Championship to the second, to the third. Since Season 4, the World Championship has been generally the same, but the play-in has changed, right? MSI's format has changed multiple times. The first MSI was single round robin best of one before going into bracket
stage. All-Stars, too, and it was made up of like 5 random teams.
Yeah, I mean, there was also All-Star before that. And then this year's MSI format is in its second year, so I think it's fair to say that you don't like a format. But I think I also want to maybe bring in some context for why I think we got here. So the potential solutions could maybe keep that in mind.
Here's the problem. I do Hotline League.
Yeah.
And people always have format complaints.
Yeah.
And they bring them up and they don't realize the like problem space. And whenever you're solving a problem, you need to understand the problem space.
Which
means like there's certain constraints that are immovable. And people often suggest things where it's like, that's going to result in 4 times the broadcast days. That's never going
to
happen.
Yes. So things that need to generally stay the same, I believe, is broadcast days and broadcast hours. You can't triple them and you can't third them, right? It's got to be somewhere in that wiggle room. Also, even though maybe it's like, oh yeah, those like international wildcard tournaments, that was a cool result because it would spit out a team and then you'd get to watch MSI.
Yeah.
But those tournaments were massively expensive to run and got very low viewership. Therefore, gave almost no exposure to the small regions. So even if you may hate this format, the viewership is definitely up from what an MSI wildcard would look like.
I used to work those and you would massively get 20 up. to 30K viewers.
Yeah.
And now it is usually north of 100 by the time NA is waking up.
Yeah.
And so while I think a lot of that 100K are like, these games are boring, it's like, you're watching, we got you. And so a couple other, like, while those are the like hard, you can't change how many days we work or something like that. Mm-hmm. A couple metrics to keep in mind that Riot will care about is viewership.
Mm-hmm.
And the way that they boost that is by making the top tier teams play in this play-in portion.
Involving the popular teams earlier in the tournament. Because if you delay the popular, like, hey, T1 is so good, they should just get a bye to semifinals.
It's no like, LCK fans watch then.
Yeah, for 2 weeks.
Yep. Yeah. So they want, you must have every team competing. Or at least of the major. We're not doing a world format here. So looking at just at MSI, you basically must have every team competing from the very beginning. The problem you're trying to solve is limiting the complete stomps and giving the lower seeded teams a chance to play against each other. Because the problem is right now, it seems like Order just get pub stomped. They're like, well, how good am I? I don't know. Yeah. I just didn't get to play anyone.
Yeah.
So those are the kinds of problems you're solving for. You want good matchups. You want to get you just want good matchups. You want to get through the tournament at a quick rate while keeping viewership high.
Yes. Okay. So how much do we play? Right now, this group stage or like play-in stage is 6 days of 6 games per week, 36 games.
Mm-hmm.
The Rumble stage, which is the old MSI group stage, is actually a format that I'm kind of okay with. That group stage is always really hype.
It's a big six-team round robin.
It's a double round robin, 16 double round robin, which is 30 games. So now you're at 66 games, and then there are 3 best of 5 days, which is another 15, which is another 3 show days. So you're playing with 14 show days to try and make this theoretical format. You can do whatever you want with that, but try and keep it. The wants that I would want is I would want more competition between the pools.
Yes.
Because I think it's for those, I don't think it's fair even to ask a pool four team to beat RNG.
Prove yourself by beating the best team in the world.
I don't like that. I like having more. I also haven't really dove into it because when we've had a lot of discussion already, but I really want to like make some formats just for fun.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I have any power, not that Mark has any power, but we're just discussing this. That's it.
The other thing I'll throw in there is some people were like, oh, dual streams. No.
Yeah, no,
they're
no.
never going to happen.
No.
It's a waste of time to even think about that. Mm-hmm. They're not going to do dual streams. It does not play well for viewership or any of those metrics we talked about. Imagine the broadcast has to look almost exactly like it is now. What can you do with the format of the games to make it fix the problems?
Yeah.
You can't change broadcast. Pretend nothing can change about broadcast.
Mm-hmm.
I bet a lot of people, there's a lot of constraints about broadcast people don't even think about. Like,
yeah.
Oh, we'll play 20 games in a day. It's like, well...
Yeah, nope.
That's a
20-hour day.
Yeah, that's
labor laws. Okay.
Yeah. Venues close.
We're likely going to have a bigger format discussion probably after like day 6, if I had to imagine. Maybe after day 5, but like we're on like a 100-day analyst desk, so we're going to see how we feel after tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow's a weird one.
Yeah.
G2 versus EG will make us want to do this at least, but it might just be fast.
Yeah, so pay attention to Twitter. Subscribe to this Twitch channel.
Yeah.
Subscribe to the YouTube channel to know if we're going to be doing a day 5 big podcast, but we'll definitely do it within the next 2 days, guaranteed.
Yeah, and then probably the one after day 6 would be the format conversation.
Yeah, probably. All right. Thanks, everybody, for watching, and like and subscribe, and I'll see you next time.